The U.S. government is raising a flag over cybersecurity threats from China. This week, the Department of Energy announced a new $45 million effort to protect the country's energy sector from cyber attacks. And last week, President Biden signed an executive order to beef up cybersecurity at U.S. ports. FBI Director Christopher Wray has been warning about it, and so has Kareem Hijazi. He's a former intelligence contractor and founder of Vigilosity, a cybersecurity company. Kareem, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Peter.
So Christopher Wray says it is the threat of our generation. He talked about Chinese hackers targeting water treatment plants, our electrical grid, natural gas pipelines. How serious is this?
It's quite serious. Unfortunately, those in the community know that this is not actually a new issue. Unfortunately, this has finally reached a peak level where I think it's hit mainstream awareness. In the old days, the Chinese were at least the nation state actors, not the Chinese people, obviously, were focused on intellectual property pursuits. This is a bit of a shift in their methodology. It's more akin to what we'd find from other nation state actors. And so it is a little bit of an alarming change that obviously is getting everyone's attention in the industry and from government as well.
If you were to take just one of those threats, for example, the water treatment plant, what's the risk? What could a hacker do?
The concern here is that the systems that run these plants that move water from one zone to another, or any kind of factory or what we call operational technology environment, they're very fragile and they're quite old. And so that's part of the reason why it's been such a wonderful attack vector for these groups, because they're not very well updated. The manufacturers that have built a lot of these things are not even in business anymore. So the retrofitting to get them up to speed is problematic. The implication of it is that, take something like water, if you secretly change the pH levels in a water treatment environment, for example, you can cause a mass dysentery effect across a population quite quickly without anyone really knowing where it's coming from. And that can cause a further pressurization on things like hospitalizations, and then you can cascade it with attacks on things like power. Not to mention that simply overloading certain systems can put these places out of business, meaning out of operation for some period of time, which means people aren't getting water. There's all kinds of implications there that people haven't really thought about, because everything is controlled essentially by computers at this point. And so therein lies the efficiency and the risk at the same time.
And the risk. I want to ask you about one more example, because I think these are illustrative of the fact that so many of these things we just completely take for granted. So, for instance, President Biden's order increased security at ports, which includes money to build more cranes in the United States, to replace cranes made in China at our ports. Why a crane?
So ransomware has been a problem, because it's not only a problem for people losing access to their data, but it puts them out of commission to work. And if there was the ability for someone to remotely affect some of these larger devices like cranes with some sort of backdoor to them due to the fact that they were manufactured in said country, they could shut them down remotely and put us in a very difficult position to continue operations. So part of this kind of has a sprawling effect with regard to all the infrastructure and equipment and technology we've used from these locations that may very well have implants, we'll call them, that are persistently in there waiting to be called upon to turn something off, override something, create more damage rather than something beneficial.
But I guess the question is why? I mean, we're talking about China trying to infiltrate the United States infrastructure to find these weaknesses,
sure.
But why would they want to do that? What's motivating them to invest so much time and money and energy?
Well, it's a great question. You know, I think that Mr. Wray really kind of articulated clearly that there's a belief that there's going to be an impending, we'll call it hot or kinetic incursion or threat of some kind. We don't quite know what or where. And, you know, chaos, seeding chaos, disunity, lack of communications, or a shutdown of communications and health systems can be the first very effective stage in any kind of attack.
And the FBI director, Christopher Wray, also had a concerning statistic about hacking in China when he testified before the House committee last month. Let's listen to him.
If you took every single one of the FBI's cyber agents and intelligence analysts and focused them exclusively on the China threat, China's hackers would still outnumber FBI cyber personnel by at least 50 to 1.
50 to 1? Is that true? And if it is, how outmatched are we?
Yes, it's indeed true, and it's only grown in the last, say, 5 to 10 years. The good news with this is that we have talent that is effectively still unsurpassed on a global level. So we do still have a sufficient and substantial way to defend ourselves, but it just can't be overlooked that there's an increasingly large and increasingly educated group that are starting to come out into these groups because they're motivated. They have a lot of methods to get these people to come on in and try for rewards. They get houses, they get cars, they get all kinds of perks for doing things for their mother country, which makes this all the more difficult. It's all the more reason why public and private sector have to cooperate in times like this.
A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington told the Wall Street Journal that it's paranoia to think that, for example, Chinese cranes could pose a threat to the United States, and said that floating the China threat theory is irresponsible and will harm the interests of the United States itself. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think everything has to be taken in a measured way. I mean, quite frankly, you know, cranes are interesting, certainly. They're not the first thing I would have said we probably ought to consider manufacturing in country. I would probably first say, let's go with transformers for our power grid. Nonetheless, I think the reality is that the fact that we're so utterly reliant on infrastructure that has indeed been manufactured in places that we've not had oversight is a concern. So I don't think it's an overreach to say we should be thinking about all things that we rely on heavily, that we don't even know we rely on as far as what where they are made. We would do the same if we felt it was not made in a proper way. The fact that we're thinking about it from the perspective that there may be an implant that could affect its operation is good foresight and, from a security standpoint, the right thing to do.
Kareem Hijazi is a former intelligence contractor and founder of Vigilosity. It's a cybersecurity company. Kareem, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.